Good. Good to see you. You're all looking very well. Good to see you, mummies and daddies and grannies and granders. And we trust that we'll have a great time together today. Something I want to show you. You have to guess what this is. Okay? You have to guess what it is. No. Can you not see what it is? Do you know what it is? Oh, come on. It's as plain as the nose in your face what this is. Mummies and daddies, any of you know what this is? No! Nobody know? Oh, I'll give you a clue. Hold on a minute, I'll give you a clue. Were any of you ever children? Huh? Do you know what that is? That's it. Your mommies and daddies and grannies and grandmas. This is a Mark 1 Ford Escort rally car. Blue with a dark blue stripe up the side. Can you not see it? When I was a wee boy, boys and girls, we didn't have Xboxes or PlayStations. We didn't have mobile phones and all that stuff we have today. We had no video recorders or no DVDs, nothing like that. We had to make our own fun. And one of the things we loved doing, I lived on a farm. And one of the things we loved doing, we would have got an old cardboard box and we would have put a big heavy bag in the bottom of it. And we would have played rallying. And there was a field in our farm and it was called the Rooks. And it was all trees and all the rest of it. But it had all these wee paths where the cows would walk around the trees. And that was our rally course. And we'd round the trees. And we would have spent days doing that there. And my car was always a Mark 1 Ford Escort. Because that was the best rally car. That was way back into the late 60s, early 70s. You wouldn't think I was as old as that, but I am. But you know, we had to use our imagination. And to me, this was an RS 2000 Mark 1. This was the greatest car rally sport ever had and ever seen. And I had to use my imagination. But you see, when I saw that box, I didn't see just a cardboard box. I saw the potential in that cardboard box. To be something totally different. To be something absolutely wonderful. To be something that would give me hours of joy and fun. Can I read the wee verse of scripture to you? You'll find this in Jeremiah. Jeremiah. Where is Jeremiah? Jeremiah in the Old Testament, New Testament. Yes, Jeremiah chapter 29 and 11. And you read these words. And the Lord's saying, the Lord's speaking. And he says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end." What that means is this. Very, very simple. God sees the potential in you. He sees what nobody else can see. He sees the potential in you, the possibilities that are in you to do wonderful things for him. Things that you could never dream of. The Bible says that God does exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. And maybe you're sitting here this morning, and maybe mommies and daddies and grannies and granders, you're the same. Maybe you're sitting here and you're just thinking to yourself, "I'm just an old cardboard box. And really, what use am I? What use am I?" If you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ doesn't see you as an old cardboard box. He sees potential. He sees promise. He sees what will bring him endless joy when you serve him. Now, boys and girls, no matter how good my imagination is, no matter how hard I try, at the end of the day, this is still just a cardboard box, isn't it really? At the end of the day. Because I can't make it into what I want it to be. An RS 2000. Here's the wonderful thing about God. God not only has great plans for you, but God can make them real. God can make them real. He can make you into the next great missionary. He can make you into the most wonderful Sunday school teacher. He can make you into the most wonderful youth leader. He can make you into the most wonderful pastor. He can make you into the most wonderful husband, the most wonderful wife. He has plans for you. And He has plans for you. And if you give your heart to Him this morning, He can make those plans become reality. Because He's God. Who knows? Who knows what God will do for you and do with you when you give your heart to Him? Who knows, mommies and daddies, grannies and grandas? Who knows what God will do with you if you give your life to Him? Are you here this morning and you're saved and you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior, but you've never really given your life to Him? And you're thinking, well, you know, I want a career, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do the other thing. I wonder this morning, would you just give your life to Jesus and just say, Lord, here am I. Whatever you want me to do, wherever you want me to go, whatever you want me to say, I'm going to do it because I want to be everything that you want me to be. Maybe you're here this morning and you're not saved and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord. I got saved when I was 14. That'll be 40 years ago in March of next year. 40 years. Long, long time. And I want to tell you, it was the best thing ever happened to me. Trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior and my Lord. And if you're here this morning and you're not saved, you're missing the best of life. You really, really, really are. The Lord come that we would have peace and that we would have joy and that we would have life. Now listen, believers, you know what I'm going to say. He has given it to you. You need to let people see it. And you need to let people know it. This peace that passeth all understanding. This joy unspeakable and full of glory. This life that's so abundant. This is what we have in Christ Jesus. And this is what the world needs to see. So, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, grannies and grannies, you're not a cardboard box. You're full of potential for God, and give Him your life.